Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, a little drink and toast for the weekend of the shot of the day. There's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Yeah, it's football is here. We celebrate Jock Jam style with a little CC Music Factory.
Not much of a dancer, but I do dig the stew.
Whatever happened to CNC Music Factory?
Oh, one of the C's left the group.
So it's just C Music Factory?
Yep. And damn, nobody wants to see Music Factory.
Actually, they shut down the factory. It's just CNC Music.
Yeah. It's all online now. They don't even have a storefront.
They unionized, yeah. And they shut it down.
CNC Music Factory, going to make you sweat. Everybody dance now, taking on EMF.
Oh! Why can't we just call them M? I like that M's fans.
I mean, I know it's the point of Jock Jams, but this song does make me want to warm up.
Sure. What happened to EMF?
F left the group.
Damn it.
And they formed C and F Music Factory.
Now they're just...
It's everyone's confused.
Right.
There's EMC now.
And then R joined, and then they were REM for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. It got different and weird. Whiny. Sorry,
yeah,
Brad.
EMF and Unbelievable taking on CNC Music Factory. Going to make you sweat down. Here's how you vote. Follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Get to voting. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and tell us the shot of the day. So not necessarily a bad choice today on a Bad Choice Friday. Oh, thank you, by the way. We've had a couple people comment who went out and found the San Juan Salsa Company's new Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa. It is fantastic. There is a list that's continually being updated right now at KISW.com of some of the locations.
Correct.
That are carrying the salsa. So keep in mind, as we kick off football season here unofficially over the weekend, what is better than almost anything with football? Chips and salsa. Get some chicken wings in you. Do the thing. Location-wise, if you happen to be in Edmonds, I'll give you one real quick. Country Farms in Edmonds on Highway 99. They now carry the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa. Tasty and delicious. All right, question. Why can't you have nice things? 206-421-RIDE.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Aloha, bitches.
Hola. So why can't you have nice things?
We're up there at Pain in the Grass at the Gorge. That was the year that we had, Alice in Chains.
Jane's Addiction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vince Sevenfold was awesome.
Yeah, they put on a barbecue.
Coheed and Cambria.
Miles and I got in trouble for, we would grab the, our promotion staff had those little, shoulder walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime we found a promotions guy, we'd run over, like, hey, man, and just say dumb stuff to them.
Sorry, we didn't catch that.
What did you order, blueberry pancakes or something?
I just go through the drive-thru every time I got on one of those.
But you would see, band managers scrambling to get, I think you said, we need a stack of blueberry pancakes for Jane's Addiction or something. But when you say anything through these radios, everyone responds. So we'd see people running around until our boss was like, listen, man, the tour manager's getting real pissed off because they keep trying to grab crap that nobody actually asked for.
At that venue, we knew the guy who was in the cooking area, so yeah. we kind of got lucky with the food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was an awesome time.
Yeah, good times.
Allison Chains is requesting two bottles of Jack Daniels. If you can hand it to the guys in the bedroom.
Hey, you know what else? Forget that. Yeah, and Thrill lost a hoodie I loved. As they cruise by on a golf cart.
How about that hoodie? What happened?
She said, hey, it's chilly this morning. I said, you can borrow this hoodie.
You guys
cruise by on a golf cart as I was trekking up the hill. Then we got up there, and you're like, sorry, man. Fell off. I said, God damn it. Number one, I walked up this hill. Number two, like, you couldn't turn your golf cart around?
I have done so many terrible things to you over the years. I remember none of them.
Right.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, my bad. Hey, Dad, sorry about the hoodie, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Oops. So that's why Ted can't have nice things. So why can't you have nice things there, Ian?
We end up back at camp day two, and we're partying along in our camp, and I decide to stand up out of my camp chair and go straight through our table that has all the booze.
What, do you fell through it?
I fell straight through it. The thing I saved was the only booze that actually was full was the half gallon of Captain's.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, it's not.
I look at everybody like, I got the Captain!
No one was impressed with you at that point, because I guess was all the other booze is gone.
Was this a rental RV? Was this a...
No, it was a campsite.
So you basically had a table there.
There was no other booze other than the Captain's. I say the only booze we had left was the half-gallon Captain's.
All right. So it wasn't like you destroyed too much, then.
No, but now we have a wall that hangs in my old apartment that says, this is the reason why we can't have nice things.
Okay.
You know, you should almost call your mother and tell her, because at some point, your mother has told you. Mm.
See, this is why you can't have nice things.
I thought it was because we were broke.
My dad says it every time he comes to my house. He's flooded the entire home.
Right. What, he broke the toilet off the
wall
or something?
Broke the toilet. That's why he can't have nice things. Like, I can have nice things.
Right, you can't.
You can't be around them.
Right. You breaking my stuff like, does not mean I can't have nice things. It means you
I successfully have them until you come.
Right.
And then, you know, like, I have a nice car. Somebody threw up in it.
Oh, God. Was it hot dogs and...
Hot dogs and tequila.
Oh,
chili dogs and french fries.
In your nice car.
Yep. Oh, you see, that's why I can't have nice things. No, again, I can have nice things. Why can't you have nice things, a.k.a. what did you destroy? 206-421-ROCK.
That is such a bad combination. Chili dogs, and french fries, and tequila.
Tequila.
You're going to puke. Oh, I mean, like, that's a recipe for vomit.
That had to be a smell unlike any other man.
Oh, yeah. But, Miles, you're the only person I know that consistently will eat chili dogs with shots of tequila.
But I've never seen him throw up as a result.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I could throw up right now just thinking about it. And I love both separately.
Miles, when you have family in town, no one around you can have nice things. You had a neighbor who had a nice house.
Yeah.
And then someone sprayed diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
And he's probably thinking, I didn't do this. This is my house.
I walk by every day, and it was in the summer. So it was getting all crusty and stuff. And I just wanted to see, like, how long it's going to take before they notice.
How long did it take?
A few weeks.
Really?
It was on the side of the house. I don't think that's kind of how they get into where they were. You know what I mean? It just wasn't.
But was he like half a block away from your home?
Yes.
And they could not hold
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and then I'm not making.
You're right there.
And then I'm not making this up. About, this relative is there in my house for 4 days. Okay. And, we're at a bar, and I think we're just like picking something up, or maybe we're getting ready to go to dinner, but I think we just stopped in for a quick beer before we went home real quick and got, you know, dressed and take a shower and all stuff. And we're at the bar, and he goes, hey, man. I was like, yeah. He says, hey, man, do me a solid, man, when we get back. I think I want to jump in the shower, man. You got any soap I can use? I was like, oh, there's no soap down there? He's like, well, he's like, I didn't really look, but I'm pretty sure there's soap down there. He's like, well, he's like, yeah, I just haven't been in there yet. And I was like,
thinking to myself, you got here Sunday night. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, Jesus, it's man. Thursday. You haven't showered in 4 days.
You're sleeping in my bed.
You crapped on the side of someone's house.
And still.
And didn't wipe. Yeah. And you didn't have any toilet paper. And you this was like 2 days ago.
Oh.
And you still haven't showered?
Oh, my God.
You haven't showered?
This was after he pooped on the side of
oh,
my
yeah. Oh, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
I just took a poop at I just took a poop at work in the toilet. I want to take a shower right now.
Oh, I'm serious. I was like, oh, my God.
Because I thought about it. I was like, I'm going to burn this bed.
Oh, and then every time you're like, and I have a really, I had a decent couch then. It was like really nice and soft and plush. It was cloth. And he would just sit, I was just like, because I could just like, I could see the couch going, no! Don't sit on me!
30
F. If the couch could talk. Why can't you have nice things? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Al. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I went through 7 hard cars in high school. In high school, yes. Huh. My first one was a 70 Impala 1976. The whole not knowing what you're doing and turning the corner and you see a straight stretch, pin the throttle. And road teed. There was a stop sign, the road teed. Me and my brother rolled the car a couple of times. And then got 57 Chev, smashed into a tree. A few weeks ago, you guys were talking about rednecks and alcohol. And I can tell you from experience, a true redneck, his favorite alcohol is alcohol.
I started laughing as soon, just the way you said rednecks and alcohol. I was like, oh, he's in.
So anyway, and that's pretty much alcohol is how I went through 7 cars in high school. And I wish I had any one of them back.
I was going to say, the cars you rattled off.
Yeah, I think, what I think it is? I think you're old.
Yes, I graduated 76.
That's what I'm saying. So. Today, they would.
Oh, yeah.
They've got laws in place now. I don't care what state you're in. Like, after your 5th one, they'd be like, dude, no.
Right, no more cars.
You're going to have to get retested when you're 18, but you can't drive anymore.
Well, and back then, remember, it was not illegal to outrun the police, or it wasn't a felony. If they caught you, then they could write you for the stuff, but they had to catch you first.
Are you serious?
And, yeah. Yeah,
that explains my father's driving.
Yes, we used to go out and actually, we knew where which cops had the slower cars that we could outrun and get them to chase us just so we could say we outrun the cops again. And, a lot of it was alcohol induced. Wrecked a 69 Mach 1, 57 Chev, 65 Chevelle, 67 Grand Sport. And a 66 Mustang.
When's the last time you had a cop chase you?
It was when I was way back then. I don't do that stuff anymore.
Okay, that's the right answer.
Yeah. I had a cop chase me in Oregon not too long ago.
Wait,
I was humming,
right?
And he it took him a while to be able to turn out on the road, and then I got on a 2-lane road. And then I cooked it, but he couldn't really, because where he told me he'd taken it, or he'd gunned me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 4 or 5 miles back.
Oh, so
I mean, we had to go over a 2-lane bridge that he couldn't get around. I'm figuring out my way around things.
Did you know he was behind you?
No. Oh, no. He said, do you know how long I've been following you? And I said, I honestly did not know that you had already.
That is the right answer.
I mean, I didn't. Honest to God, I had no idea until I got, I'm like, oh, there's a cop behind me. And I'm like, what in the hell? What? And he's like, yeah, I got you going. And I was like, he looked at me. He's like, why are you doing that? I was like, yeah, I'm just doing
that. Yeah, right now.
I got to see that.
I was on a 2-lane road.
Oh. I'm a 2-lane road, dude.
It's a 300.
So what are we talking? Tops 55?
Oh,
speed limit?
Maybe 60. I don't know. I mean, I was just. Because he was like, he said something about going to jail in that one.
About to say, nice bracelets there, Miles.
He brought the thing down. I was like, man, oh, man. I was like, I had no idea. He's like, did you see me? I was like, no, if I saw you, I'd have slowed down.
Look at what the speed gun said.
Yeah,
no, I didn't see you.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Did you see me? No, I would have slowed down.
Like, I was on the road, safety first, bro.
Man, you know me, you got to slam on the brakes.
Why can't you have nice things, a.k.a. what did you destroy? 206-421-ROM.
That is unbelievable. Hello, Jarrett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. Well, I've been listening to you guys for about 4 years now, and I just wanted to say I love the show.
Oh, thank you, brother.
I've been listening for a long time. First time caller.
Nice, man. Appreciate that. I'm glad you destroy stuff.
Welcome in.
Yeah. I wanted to give a quick shout out to my Uncle Bob. He's the one that put me on. He gave me a men's room beer a while ago, and 4 years ago, I guess. And I'd never heard of you guys before, and he gave me a beer, and I started listening to you guys, and I haven't stopped since.
You know what, man? It's kind of weird. Sometimes there's a reverse mechanism on that as far as the beer goes.
Right.
Yeah, people who love the beer, who didn't even know there was a radio show because they never bothered to read the bottle, which I don't blame them. I don't read the bottle. I'm not going to read the bottle. But in that instance, there's a lot of people who've learned about our show through the beer. Mm-hmm. A lot of people learned about the show through the salsa, the sausage.
Hopefully.
And the salsa as well.
By the way, the salsa, Yakima Fruit Stand, already sold out of the salsa.
Oh. I mean, that sucks, but also good job, people.
Going
out there getting it.
Maybe they only have one container.
Okay.
So why can't you have nice things, Jarrett?
All right.
So I got drunk on your beer and wrecked my car.
Earlier today, I got home from work, and my fiance, she babysits in a really nice neighborhood where the houses are like $1 million, $2 million, really very nice neighborhood, mansions everywhere. And she was driving through, and she saw a dresser that they put on the side of the road that needed to be picked up. And she asked me if I'd go get it, so I got in my truck, and I went and I picked it up. And she said a little further down there was a nice grill, and it was a propane grill. And I picked that up, too, and I put both of them in the back of my truck. Well, I didn't tie down the grill as tight as I probably should have, and I drove away, and I made it about halfway down the neighborhood street, and it fell out of the back of my car, and I was going about 25-30 miles an hour, and it left a few scrapes in the pavement, and it was like brand new, freshly paved road.
How about the propane tank? Did it bounce down the street with it?
Oh, it didn't have a tank.
Okay, I was going to say, man, that would be... That thing just rolling with sparks flying, and if it just happens to hit the nozzle to the point where it can turn it and open it a little bit, then you get another spark off of a bounce. The next thing you know, ba-boom!
Yeah, no more neighborhood.
Yeah.
But, the guy that helped me, because it was a heavy grill, so I knocked on the door, and the guy came out of his house, and he helped me load it up. He watched it fall in the back of my truck, and he was just watching the whole thing happen, and then he walked down the road, and he helped me put it back up into my truck, and then I went the rest of the way home. I went about 20 miles an hour with the hazards on. And
well, what about the grill? Is the grill all messed up now?
Oh, it's hundreds of pieces.
Oh no,
it's destroyed.
What do you remember? What brand was it?
I think it was. I'm not sure. It was
like
one of those
grill?
Really nicer. Yeah, no, it was a propane grill. It was a. It was one of those. I'm not sure. Like I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, whatever.
It's nice enough that you want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's.
Yeah, it was really nice. It had like those side panels that that have the extra grills on the side.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And a burner.
The actual grill.
I mean, if you're going to have a grill.
It was really nice.
It was.
If you're going to destroy a grill, you know, swing for the fences, man. There you go.
Hell of a time of the year to destroy a grill.
Oh, God, no kidding.
Perfect grilling season. Yeah. And the biggest pain in the ass is, if you go and you buy a grill out of a box, it's like...
Just putting it together.
Oh, my God. It's at least 2 hours of your life just sitting there like, oh, my God, did I mess this thing up?
And it's not that it's hard to do. Like, my wife and I, we bought an outdoor table, right? So we have one. We have space for a second one. We bought it in, like, May. We were going to put it together. Pulled it out. I looked at how many pieces you have to do, and I'm like, I'm just not feeling it. I know it's not hard to do. I don't feel like dealing with that many small pieces. So it's been in the garage for, like, 3 months. We'll get to it.
Right.
We will. We keep saying that to each other.
Dude, one of my last girls, I just bought at Ace Hardware.
And I was like, is this one for sale? And they're like, the display model? I was like, yeah. And I'm like, it's already put together? They're like, yeah, it's cheaper. It's display model. I was like, I'll take it.
Yes, but it's already put together. Why can't you have nice things? 206-421-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, exciting return of 10 versus the FCC right after emails on our question, why can't you have nice things? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, everybody.
Hola. Hola.
So the headline here is, I destroyed a Tesla Model S while recording tire sounds for a racing game video game at Willow Springs Raceway in California.
How did you destroy it?
We rented a Tesla from a place in Santa Monica, drove it 2.5 hours out to Willow Springs. We had rented the track for the day. So we wired the car up with microphones, and I'd researched it prior to going out there and seeing YouTube clips of Teslas doing burnouts all day long because they make so much power. And so I thought, oh, yeah, we're going to get to do this no problem. So we get out there. We've rented a stunt driver for the day as well, and we get up to the skid pad up at Willow Springs. And we're standing around with our microphones, got the car all wired up with microphones. We tell the stunt driver, all right, hit it. And he goes to do his first 180, and it just won't break loose. Like, it won't skid. It doesn't want to do a burn. It just thinks there's so many electronic controls in a Tesla that it doesn't want you to do that.
Right.
Like, it doesn't want you to have fun with it because it makes so much power you can kind of kill yourself pretty easy. So okay. So then we go out to the Tesla owners forum, and we could see, you know, there's threads of, hey, here's how to get your Tesla, how to do burnouts, and it involves pulling fuses. So we pull the traction control fuse, we pull the stability management fuse, we send the car back out onto the skid pad, and we tell the stunt driver, all right, hit it, and he hits it, and does the most vicious burnout you've ever seen. And then you hear this horrible thunk grind, and then just this gunk, 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 like something destroying itself coming out of the car. And the stunt driver immediately stops, rolls down his window, and he's like, well, I don't think this one's going to be a software issue, guys. I think we got a small hardware problem with the car.
So are you kind of like a professional video game Foley artist?
Yeah, I'm a sound guy. This was probably 5 years ago, I was working for Sony PlayStation as a sound engineer.
That sounds like a pretty cool gig. Yeah. Is it EA?
Yep.
Somebody's in our building, and just one of the things they told us, and I just can't stop thinking about it. I can't remember what the game is, but it's a game that involves zombies. But the one thing they pointed out, they said the sound you hear when you see the zombies, right? Because they always kind of breathe heavy and they sound mucusy. He goes, dude, honestly,
yeah,
it's his pug.
You're probably with PopCap and Plants vs. Zombies.
That could be it, but he said he just records his pug breathing. He's like, it's just his dog breathing on any given day, right? But then for the zombies, that's what they use.
How many items do you think you have in your own personalized sound effects library that
it's thousands, right? Like anything that makes, I have a bunch of little portable recorders that I travel with, and like anything that makes an amazing noise. Like my daughter's bathroom door has the most hideous squeak you've ever heard, and it gets used in all kinds of stuff.
All right. So Jurassic Park, they talk about the velociraptors, right?
Sure.
And they come in with their ha ha. And they're like, yeah, it's a turtle having sex.
Yeah.
Right. Basically, that's it.
Yeah, or dolphins are like, you know, yeah, Chewbacca is a combination of like five different animals, right?
So what's something you have created where you had to put a bunch of different sounds together to create one sound?
Oh, man. All kinds of stuff. There's, oddly, when you do a gunshot for games, that's a bunch of different layers. It might be three different shots, and then you put in like a kick drum or some huge bass thing along with it. You know, creature sounds are often, you know, probably 5 to 10 creatures when you do that sort of stuff.
What is
even sometimes car sounds? You can sort of fake stuff to kind of get car sounds that way.
Do you have the ability to record because you're always listening for stuff,
right?
So no matter where you are, if you hear a certain
sound, you want
to record it. So are you able to do that? Do you just do that with your phone, or do you have like a little mini recording device, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah. I've got a bunch of little handheld, kind of higher quality handheld recorders. Just like, oh, my God, this thing makes a really crazy noise. Let's catch 30 seconds of this.
How many times have you approached a stranger because something of the, if you're at a restaurant, you realize that the kitchen door, every time they go in and out, there's something about the sound that you know you can use in the future. I mean, if you ever approached anyone and said, look, this is going to sound crazy, can I open and close your kitchen door 3 times and record it?
Yeah, there's been almost exactly that kind of stuff. I remember being at a restaurant and their dishwashing, you could hear their dishwashing machine from literally anywhere. And so I was like, oh man, I've got to go. What actually one of my best found sound ones was what I was when I was working for Microsoft, and I walk into literally the men's bathroom, and all of the toilets and all are flushing simultaneously and won't stop, and it just sounded like a tsunami. And so I ran back, grabbed my portable recorder, recorded this thing, and it was just this huge swirl of watery white noise, and we called it the endless toilet. And we recorded like probably 8 minutes of this thing, and then it got used in like every video game for like 2 years from that on.
Huh. Now, have you found that it's impossible to enjoy? Like, I've always said, if you're a movie critic, it's got to be impossible to go to a movie on a date and just enjoy it, you know, without breaking it down. So if you're watching, you know, I don't know, an Avengers movie or all these big production things where there's tons of special effects, are you kind of analyzing every sound you hear, wondering how they created it, or you're identifying how they did it, etc.?
Yeah, a little bit. For the more interesting stuff, yeah, like something usually sticks out to me if it's really good or if it's really bad. Like, I remember going to see one of the original, I think it was either Iron Man 2 or 3, and at the end of it, a bunch of us sound people went to go see it, and at the end of it, I was like, wow, I wonder what they spent on anvils for making sound for this game.
Oh, right.
Like, literally, everything was just these huge metal anvil sounds. We were like, okay, I can see they foleyed the hell out of this.
But does that ever ruin it for you, right? Because I'll watch Iron Man, and I get what you say. He's walking around, thudding around in this big, heavy suit, right?
If the sound is kind of objectively lousy, then yeah. And especially if it, like, comes up a lot. Like, if there's a creature sound, right, and it's horrible, and they play it on, you're like, oh, my God. Yeah, it kind of sucks me out of the
moment. What is the worst creature sound you've heard in a movie? Like, one where you just couldn't get past it?
Oh, well, I mean, it's almost like kind of a, however they did, and it's mostly straight voice, but there's some effects in there as well. It's whenever I hear Jar Jar Binks speak in that Star Wars.
Oh, he's Jamaican.
I just can't. And there's a couple of Star Wars creatures that are like that are usually pretty good, and then there's some that stick out as just being like, oh my God, what is this?
Is there a group, like a chat form or something, where like, I need to replicate this sound?
Right.
If you made what is the best way to try
sound
to...
Sound guys nerd out on that stuff all the time. Yeah, those pro audio, pro sound, like film guys, video game guys.
Do you guys exchange sounds, files? Like, you know, I've got this.
Or is it proprietary?
Right. No, I own this.
Right.
for stuff you've recorded yourself, yeah, it's the free market, man. You can just trade for whatever you want. Like, if some guys are making very, very realistic stuff where they're like, oh, my God, I need this particular bird from the Amazon forest, Or if you were a guy like me and it was working on racing games, we were like, yeah, I need exhaust pops from a, you know, 1970s Lamborghini Miura. Does anybody have something?
So you really are that nerdy where specifically if that car is in that game.
I was working on, I worked on, when I was at Microsoft, I was on Forza Motorsport. When I was at Sony, I worked for Gran Turismo, which are very realistic racing simulators.
Now, right? Are you that nerdy about it? Because a lot of the people that play it would recognize, like, that is not what a Ford GTO sounds like.
Exactly. Like, whenever you do sound for a car, it would come out in the game. Like, we'd upload a DLC pack for the game or whatever, upload a new car to the game, and within hours of us adding this car to the game, there'd be some dude who's ripped YouTube footage of, hey, here's the car in real life, side by side with, here's the car in Gran Turismo, what do you think? And then comments, you know, and so that was the bar we were always trying to hit after a while was, can we pass the YouTube nerd?
Right. Okay, fair enough.
Interesting.
It is a fascinating job, man, but again, just my point of, there's, like, put it this way, we can't listen to the radio. If we go out of town...
Oh, my God.
We can't... Well,
it depends.
We can do it.
It depends.
But you will... We can't not express our criticism or critique of anything we listen to. It's period.
Okay, so the FCC, it's you know, a national governing body as far as radio goes. And so because marijuana isn't federally illegal, that's why you don't hear marijuana advertisements on, you know, terrestrial radio or anything like that. Well, I was down in very rural Oregon driving around, flipping through the dial, and there's major radio companies. There are smaller radio companies. Everything else is in between. But you get in the middle of nowhere. You get kind of close to the border of California down there.
Yeah.
And there's stations like, come on down to Weed World. We got indicas on sale all weekend long.
You know,
like,
joints.
Yeah, bongs, arena.
This is illegal.
Volcano. Like, you can't do this, but they just, the hell with it. You know,
they're not being
monitored. Come make us stop. Like, who's going to stop us?
Exactly.
We're a mom and pop radio station. We're getting by. Like, we all grow weed here. Like, weed was legal before anybody even said it wasn't. Like, So it's just like, oh my God, they're running a weed spot. Like, this weekend we'll be broadcasting live from Weed Brothers.
I would love to be able to.
I know.
We can.
It's like, oh my God, people. Because I remember coming back a couple times going like, hey man, they're doing it. They're like, yeah, they shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, that's supposed to.
You lose your whole license doing that crap.
I always just like listening, especially when you travel back to the East Coast. It's just different.
It is.
And like, the radio is different. Like,
oh yeah.
I was back there one time driving down to the beach, and I was listening to a rap station, and they were celebrating the life of a guy that had passed away from a go-go band. White Boy.
That was his name?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
They were like,
come celebrate White Boy.
But it's like, I know that the dude was in a band, but it's just so weird hearing it come through your speaker.
God, man. When I was in Eastern Washington a couple weekends ago, there, this one poor dude, man, every break, he's at this mattress sale. Single time they go to commercial. It was the only commercial. But so it's like, you know, we'll take a break. The commercials are 4 or 5 minutes long, whatever. Yeah. But there are 4 or 5 different commercials. Not on this radio station. Not this day. It was.
He's just talking for
just him.
Oh, man, so many mattresses. I'm just thinking to myself, man, if you haven't gone and shopped for a mattress, it is the weirdest thing in the world. You lay there for a second like, could I sleep here?
Right.
You kind of halfway roll. I'm going to roll again. Then you go to another mat. It's the most boring thing in the world. I can't tell the difference half the time. You know, you just
kind of lie.
You go from one field like, okay, can I sleep here? And the guy's like standing over you like, what do you think?
It's like, well, I don't normally sleep with people standing over me.
And then I'm like, well, I don't normally sleep on my side. Why am I on my back? And like, I start turning around. Like, okay, next one, you know. But he's like, come down here, try every mattress. You can try them all. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of the point.
That's the point, man. Yeah.
It's like, every car on this lot, you can test drive it. But no kidding, if I'm going to buy it, yeah, that's kind of how that works. It's like, God,
I need a new mattress. But I think I'm going to go to the mattress store, like, lay on one side, lay on the other, and then just kick my leg up and be like, all right, you know what? This better work.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I do a lot of this motion in there, too.
Like, get up on your knees, man.
Right.
Exactly.
Put your hand on the headboard.
Does it come with the headboard?
Yeah.
I love the sound when it hits the wall.
Put your prints up there.
I was going to say, does it come with prints already on the headboard?
Because exactly. I'm going to put them on there, but then. Why can't you have nice things? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Positive Friday.
Yeah. Positive Friday. Hell yeah.
All right, so my story is not a good one. So for about a decade, I could not have a driver's license in Washington State. So I made it a prereq for every woman that I dated. You have to have a nice car because I'm a black male and I don't want to get pulled over. And it kind of backfired because even though I bought half of them, I'm pretty sure I got into a car accident in all of them. I mean, I'm talking about a 2008 Corvette, to a 2009 Mercedes, to a 2012 X5. I wrecked a couple Lexuses.
What? How do you keep getting, because these are nice-ass cars, man. How do you keep getting in so many wrecks?
I mean, just not paying attention. I mean, no one was actually hurt. They were all, like, fender benders and stuff like that. But considering the car was so expensive, like, even though I would pay for the car, I'd be like, all right, it's in your name. You got to go get the bumper fixed. And, you know, now I got to go pay for to get the bumper fixed because I don't want to ride in a hoopty.
Right. Do you drive that fast?
No, it's not me. I think it's Washington drivers.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, look,
I grew up driving in California. I know how to drive.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like it.
Okay. Yeah, like people stopping for cats. Like, why, like we're doing 45 miles an hour. Why are you going to stop for a cat? Mm-hmm. Run it over. Sorry.
Oh, damn. It's the California way, man.
Mine is when someone's trying to cross the street, but they're not at a cross section or a light or anything like that.
You mean like I-5 currently?
Well, not like that. But they're just standing on the side of a road. I mean, yeah. You can just see that they're looking real quick, and then someone will just drive up and also just jam on the brakes. Right. Oh, you go. You go, and they're waving. The guy's like, no, man, there's cars coming the other way. Like, you know, like
they're on the side of the road.
You just
go.
I had this timed out, man, and you just stopped and ruined my mojo.
That's a weird thing in Seattle. I've never seen this before.
Bizarre.
When we first moved here, and we were standing, it was like Boren and Minor, whatever the road was, Boren and all, something like this. We knew the light was going to change soon, so I literally put a foot just off the side. I'm not even in the street, so like on the curb, but just so 1 foot's on the sidewalk, because that's how I always knew to prepare to cross the street.
Correct.
And I remember traffic stopped in both directions. And I did not know why everyone was stopped. It was weird. And so now I start looking around trying to figure out what the hell's going on because their light's green. Why is there, I mean, we're talking both sides have stopped. And I run into this old lady in the front car. She's looking at me, big smile on her face. And she's like waving me across. And I'm like, pointing at the light, like, you have a green light.
Look.
And she still wouldn't go. And no one would go next.
It's not my turn yet.
So yeah. I put my foot back up on the sidewalk and traffic started flowing again. I was like, I will be.
Dude,
damned.
I was gonna say, you ever like, sometimes people, and I get it, they're driving.
Yeah.
But I'll be walking through a crosswalk, and they're making a left onto a side street that I'm crossing. And they'll come, like, barreling in. So then I'll stop, and then they'll stop in the crosswalk. And I'm like, just go. Just
right.
Go.
Right.
Exactly. You've already made the mistake. Because now you're just holding up traffic and me.
Right. And in my world, it's always a Subaru. They're my nemesis. It might not be everybody else. But every time I look, if I'm in this fast lane and someone's just putting along, I'm like, freaking Forester.
That
and a Prius, man. Mm. Golly.
Just go.
Why can't you have nice things? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So today I was at work. I work over at Terminal 91 today, and I was taking my work dog for a little potty break at the dog park behind. And I hadn't been there in a little while, but there's only two spots to park in. I have a new vehicle. It's new to me. A Toyota, can't think of it now. I whip around to whip in one of the two spots, and I slam into a 2-foot pole that they had put in to keep you from parking there. Hard enough that the dog's crate went flying forward, purse flew on the floor, and it scared the crap out of me.
What kind of dog is it?
I have a German Shepherd. We're an explosive detection dog.
Why do you have an explosive detection dog?
Well, it's my job.
Oh, right. Terminal. Right. Sorry, man. It took me a second. My bad.
Personal protection.
Damn. Like, right. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. All right.
It's a Toyota Highlander, and it's taller than I'm used to, and it's the pole was only 2 feet tall with a little tiny red stripe around it. I did not even see it. I just went whipping in there. Bam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they probably should make it a little taller, all things being equal. Yeah. But
good times.
That was a dumb question. I didn't really.
Oh, God, right. She just said where she was. Yeah.
It makes a lot more. It's like, damn, that's your dog?
Honestly, when she first said Terminal 19, I was like, I haven't been to that bar. Yeah. Sounds like a cool bar.
Terminal 19.
Terminal 19. Dude, they stay open until 3 a.m.
Ted versus the FCC is on the way. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.